and welcome to Earning Your Stripes, a special series featuring West Des Moines Community Schools Superintendent Dr. Matt Adams. In this series, Dr. Adams will interview students, staff, parents, and community leaders. Each play a very important role in supporting student success. Enjoy this latest episode.
Well, welcome to my podcast, Earning Your Stripes. This one I have really been waiting a long time for. It's been something that's been in the making since this fall. I've got three fantastic students with me to talk a little bit about some changes at the board table. So welcome, all of you.
Thank you.
To my podcast. You know, what we're going to start out is we're going to talk about the four A's. So when you think about academics, activities, the arts, and athletics, all three of you are very, very engaged in your school and connecting in your school beyond just going to the classroom. So if you just spend just a few minutes introducing yourself and sharing with us how you're connecting with your school beyond the classroom. And Lila, why don't we go ahead and start with you?
Well, hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be featured on this podcast. My name is Lila Khan. I'm a senior. And in terms of the four A's, I like to be involved in a variety of ways. I would say mainly through the A of arts, you know? So I do like show choir, jazz choir. I'm involved in orchestra and band along with our drama programs here at school. So I like to be heavily involved in those areas and have a good outreach of students, you know, that I can connect with. Also in terms of athletics, I like to do track and tennis and volleyball. So I like to engage in a wide variety of things.
That's fantastic. I've seen you on stage. You're fantastic and very talented.
Thank you.
And
yeah,
just as recently as the other night at International Night, that was fantastic. Right. So Rhea, why don't you introduce yourself to our audience?
Yeah, hi everyone. My name is Rhea. I'm also a senior here at Valley. And I'm also involved in a variety of ways like Lila is. So I've been involved with debate and mock trials since freshman year. And then through those programs, I really like doing mentoring for younger students. So that's an activity I've really enjoyed in the different things I've been doing. As for music, I've been in band for all 4 years too. I was in choir in middle school and I really enjoyed that, but I decided to continue with band in high school. And then I've also been involved with some environmental work as well.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And Michael, how about you?
Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Danos, senior. Some of the activities the A of activities that I've been a part of at Valley, I really tried to start getting into some of those extracurriculars during my junior year as the semester rolled over my junior year. And so I joined CORE, Community of Racial Equity, which has been a great experience. And a lot of those experiences there led me into another one of the activities I love being a part of, which is student government. I started the whole entire STU Reps project and policy based on a student council or school board meeting I attended because of CORE. And from there, that led me to join student council and all of those things. So I've really enjoyed with activities how they kind of network. And so you don't join activities in isolation. You join them to be a part of something bigger in our district. In terms of the arts, I was a member of the band program for 4 years. I recently had to drop out of it because of my academics, but that was a great experience. And the friendships that were garnered from the arts will last me a lifetime. So I'm really glad for that. And then in terms of academics, I know Dr. Adams asked about outside of the classroom, but I think academics extend outside of the classroom as well. And I've been really impressed with how the honors program and the scholars program and all of those groups really extend outside of the classroom, how they support each other and the passions that each student tries to exhibit.
That's fantastic. I know I'm sitting in front of three very active students and just appreciate a little bit of your time. So, you know, recently the Board of Directors here in West Des Moines Schools approved a new board policy that allows student representatives to serve on the board as non-voting members. The three of you were instrumental in that. This was initiated by a group of students. Where did this idea come from, Michael?
I kind of touched on this already, but last year I attended a board workshop on diversity, equity, and inclusion for CORE, Community of Racial Equity. And I attended that with a teacher sponsor, and I felt really supported in that. But I noticed that in the workshop and in the board meeting that I attended afterward, there was a lack of students in the room and no students who were speaking during the board meeting. And I was wondering how we were making these district level decisions without, you know, that direct thoroughfare of student information going into the hands of the administration and to the board of directors. And so from there, I started brainstorming ideas to kind of process the student information at a district level and get that student information at the district level. That led me to a student representatives policy and then searching for other student representatives policies. We found one in the Johnson School District, attended a couple of those board meetings. And from there, we were off to the races. I started trying to gather other students to work with me, and we formed a committee. And maybe 100, 200 hours of work later, we had the board voting on it.
Sounds good. Lila, you were one of those sitting at the table. What do you, when you think about that idea, what was running through your head as you're asking about this possibility?
Well, when I was initially presented the idea, I think Michael had just mentioned it in a core meeting or something. He was like, if you guys want to come along, you know, I'm trying to start this thing. And I didn't really know what it was about, but I was like, hey, I don't say no to most things. I might as well go ahead and try it. And throughout working with everyone, you know, the process of writing the policy and then presenting it and having to revise it like 100 times, you know, I learned that there's a lot that goes into these things. And just how important it is that we created this outlet for students to have a voice within, direct voice within the school board. So, I mean, I'm happy that we did it, and I'm glad that we had the leadership from Michael to be able to get this rolling.
Well, you've almost answered my next question. I was gonna, you've served on policy committee,
yes.
So already. You know, why was this particular policy important to you?
As I mentioned, just hearing the idea and seeing, you know, the difference with other school boards within our district in Iowa, that students are present, you know, within the meetings and on the school board, and seeing that we did not have that here at West Des Moines, I felt like that action needed to be taken immediately.
Rhea, you're at the table too. What was kind of going through your mind about the importance of this policy?
Yeah, like Lila mentioned, I think Michael talked about this policy like in the back of the room at a World Cultures Club meeting, so it was kind of on the spot, but I was like, that sounds really interesting. So, and Michael was really welcoming, and anyone who wanted to be part of kind of this committee was able to, and so I really appreciated that too. And I think that as I was thinking about the idea of student representation generally, it was kind of just the idea of students sitting at the board table and actively participating in discussion. The fact that we're pushing that idea forward as a district, I think says a lot about our district and the students that we have here and the staff that we have here that were willing to support that idea. So I think that the position is non-voting, but we are still able to kind of bring our ideas forward in discussions. So I think that's really valuable too.
Yeah, you had invited me over to a meeting and said, hey, we want to pitch this idea. And you had me at hello. And because I think student voice is very important. And when I think about, from your perspective, Michael, why is student voice so important in a school system?
I think that when we look at a school district top down, the consumer of everything is the student, right? The whole experience is tailored for students. And when we try to take away from that, or when we try to deviate from the idea that this is tailored for students, I think we find so many problems in a school district, right? Because that's just not what we're there for. We're here for students to learn things and for students to have a place where they feel understood and welcomed and where they can garner an understanding of whatever they want to understand, right? And so when you look at that from the angle of, oh, but we don't have these student voices when these decisions are being made, that's a shortcoming, right? And we can do better. And we have done better. And I know the statement "we can do better" kind of gets this negative connotation to it, but there's no negativity there, because we said we can do better and our district said, let's do it. And that's an amazing thing. And so when we look at student voice and we say these ideas are what students want and what they need out of this experience, and we say, we're going to get you there because now you can talk. Now you can have your voice shine through all of these decisions. That's what this is all about. And I think we're getting there, and I'm really proud.
That's fantastic. I've been known to say when students are running things, we've arrived.
Yeah.
And so when I think about student leadership and how important that is to our school, Lila, I think I'm going to ask you that question. Why is student leadership so important when it comes to your experience in school?
I think having experience with leadership when you're in high school or even younger really helps set you up for the future. Not only if you want to have a leadership position in the future, but just in terms of learning how to interact with others, you know, having that collaboration aspect and learning how to, you know, get things done within a group is especially helpful for younger people.
So I was pretty excited a few weeks ago. We swore you in. We did a Facebook Live. It was a lot of fun to watch you go up there and really take the oath of office from Jeff Hicks, the board president. I'm asking all three of you. I'll start with Rhea. What was that like? What were you thinking, you know, as you were being sworn into the board here in West Des Moines?
Above all, it was just really exciting. Like, I was like, it's real now. So it was, I really liked that we were kind of going through the same process that the other board members had gone through, just to kind of make us familiar with the process that they were already familiar with. So it wasn't as if we were sort of separate board members. It was that we were kind of on the same playing field, I guess. So I really appreciated that we did the oath that way, and I think that it was a great experience for all of us.
That's awesome. Lila, how were you feeling that night?
A range of emotions. I was very, very excited. I was also a little nervous, you know, just being in that somewhat new environment. We've been to meetings before, but, you know, being there as a member felt a lot different, and standing up there taking the oath, I just felt, you know, I felt proud. I felt proud of the work that all of our members did, even our members who aren't a part of the school board. Everyone just put so much energy, so much time into everything, and I felt like everything was coming into fruition in that moment. So it was a nice moment.
That's awesome. How about you, Michael?
Yeah, kind of echoing what Lila just said, it felt like a new era almost starting. And that was really nice to think, like, we can bring something new, something refreshing, and something, I think, protective of the ideas of our district. When we face adversity from state, federal levels, and within our own communities, it's good to know that we have students there who can bring forth the ideals of the student body without it going through all of these different lenses that adults are looking through. And I think that is really refreshing, and I think it will bring on a lot of good things for our district in the future. I will say, my brother said, really, Mike, a flannel before I left. So thanks, Joe, for commenting on my shirt. But yeah.
So as we think about, we're you know, kind of field testing this, so to speak. We appointed three. Right. We appointed you to the board to finish out this spring. And you weren't anticipating that. I think you were really creating a kind of a legacy for the future and an election. So here we are, we appointed you. So now when you think about that, what do you want to accomplish? You know, between now and the end of your year, before you walk across the stage at graduation, hey, boy, I'm on the school board and I want to accomplish this. Rhea, I'll start with you. What would you like to accomplish?
I think that since it is kind of a pilot run for future classes, I think that a large part of it is getting feedback for next year's representatives so that they kind of have something to work from and maybe an idea for some of the goals they'd like to set as the next class of representatives. So kind of as I'm progressing through it, I'd like to kind of get some ideas on what could be better, what could be changed about certain things so that we can tell next year's representatives and they can adapt how they might do things too. But I think that in terms of, I haven't really thought about specific goals yet, but I think that just the experience of being on the board for the remainder of this year is really exciting. And I think it set a good image for students who are a couple years back from this position too, is maybe preparing how they might set themselves up for like a leadership position like this, or how they might want to contribute if they are on the board in the future.
Sounds great. Michael, what would you add to that?
Yeah, Rhea just nailed it. I think that in terms of what I'd like to accomplish, it really is just about what comes next. You mentioned that, Dr. Adams, you mentioned that we weren't even expecting really to have full board members full non-voting board members this year from the student body. And we did come into it with that expectation. And so just having the student representatives right now, I'd like to accomplish the idea that this is an effective thing. And this is something that's going to be an instrumental part of our district going forward. And so I'd like to accomplish a lot of things outside that board table. I'd like to establish a culture where we're saying to all the activities and all of the different student bodies that exist within our larger student body that this is something that you can use, right? Like these students are there for you to channel whatever passion you've got right into the highest decision-making body within our district. And so I want to accomplish a culture.
So let's talk about, I'm excited to honor you at graduation. I'm guessing you're going to go on spring break here in less than 2 weeks, and you're going to come back and have contracted what we call senioritis. And I don't know how bad it's going to be, but I'm looking forward. Particularly, I've gotten to know the three of you and watch you walk across the stage. How well have we prepared you here in high school to do something beyond high school after graduation? How well are you prepared? Lila, let's start with you.
Personally, I feel like I've been prepared pretty well. I know that's also a factor of my family. My dad's helped me a lot in terms of preparing for college, since I do plan to go to college and life after high school. I do feel like there are a good variety of resources that students here at Valley can utilize in terms of future planning, career planning, things like that. I also feel like there's sometimes a lack of communication where there are resources available, but not all the time students know about those resources. I know there are a lot of like FAFSA signing events or just different opportunities that students can go to, but they may not know about it. And oftentimes that leads to them not getting the help that they need in order to, in whatever way they define success after high school, having that success. So I, for the most part, I think it's good, but we could probably work a bit more on the communication aspects of it.
Awesome. Appreciate that. Rhea, how about you?
Yeah, I would second everything Lila said, especially about making sure kind of resources are evenly dispersed too. I think that in my experience, just kind of thinking about all the way to elementary school is, I remember always having teachers that were very passionate about what they were teaching. And I think that really speaks a lot to the community that we have here in our district is, from elementary all the way to the classes I'm taking this year, the teachers really care about the students and really care about helping the students and meeting them where they're at. So I think that those experiences and meeting those types of people and my peers too, who are just so passionate about what they're doing, has really kind of made me excited about a community I might find after high school and college and afterwards. So yeah, I just think the skills that I've gotten from high school and the relationships I've been able to make are what I'll remember.
I appreciate that. So Michael, when I think about prepared for life, career, post-secondary, how prepared are you?
I think I'm pretty prepared. And I'm excited. And I think Valley's made me, well, I'll say Valley because I wasn't in the district K through 8. I joined my freshman year of high school. So Valley and Valley Southwoods have certainly prepared me for what I'm doing next when I go to college and whatever career I pick up after that. It's been excellent. And I think one of the things that I would take away the most, and it's unfortunate that I got hindered a little bit because of COVID, but I think the thing I take away the most is that life is about, at least for me, the relationships we build with other people. And I am so fortunate and so glad that I built such great relationships in Valley. And I think it's because of the other people. I don't think it has a lick to do with me, but I think that there are such amazing people to be around in our community. And I'm so glad that I've been able to be around those people because they've shaped me into a person that I love being. And so I'm really fortunate for that.
Sounds great. This is where we're going to do a quick little shout out. If you know me, you also know I ask, hey, who's that one adult in your life at school? Your parents, your guardian, that's your number one fan right there. That's great support at home, but I also need somebody at school, an adult that you feel connected to. Who would that be? You can use their name. This is a shout out and why. And Rhea, I think I'll start with you.
Can I give two?
Absolutely. Okay. Sure. You bet.
So last year I took AP Chemistry with Mrs. McGrain, one of my favorite teachers of all time. I remember Farm Story Fridays. That was like the highlight of my week. So those were a lot of fun. She was so passionate about what she was doing, always willing to help me. I stayed after a couple times to ask her about some chemistry concepts that I was having some trouble with, and she was always willing to stay after 10, 20, 30 extra minutes to help me. And then this year I'm taking AP Environmental Science. Mr. Reif is absolutely amazing. That's probably my favorite class this year, and I'm interested in environmental science and pursuing that. So he's also been my project mentor for my honors project, which is environmental related. And just the ideas I've gotten from Mr. Reif and the support that he's given me are really valuable, I think.
Fantastic. Michael, who's that one at all?
Oh, Lordy. I have so many. I'll give three. Mr. Barrett, we have such a similar sense of humor, but such dissimilar, like, extrovertedness. Mr. Barrett is a huge introvert as a person, and I'm a huge extrovert. And to have someone who can kind of, you can kind of reflect off of in that way, I think is really awesome, especially in a mentor and not a peer, right? There's plenty of peers that I can reflect off of who are introverted, but having a teacher who has that kind of reflection, but still has such meaningful conversations, I could go to him about anything. Another one, Miss Downing, she's no longer in the building. She retired last year, but she is a wonderful, wonderful person, and I'm so glad I met her. Through COVID, I was emailing her at least once a day with all of my anxieties and worries, and she handled them so effectively, and I would not be anywhere without her. I would have quit the honors program, all of those kind of things, without her mentorship, and I'm so glad to have had someone like that. And Miss Lang last year, I mentioned her already when I talked about going to the school board meeting for CORE. She was the CORE sponsor. I miss her dearly. She's not in our district anymore. But those kind of mentors who take your passions and say, let's do it. That's what I love so much.
Lila?
Whenever I've gotten this question in the past, it was kind of hard for me to think of someone, not because I had too much choice, but just because in the past, I haven't connected as much with my teachers. I think it's just because I'm a bit more shy and things like that. Especially in class, I don't really talk if I don't need to. But now that I've grown up a little bit, that's changed a bit. And I would say the teacher that I can think of right now is Miss Beyer, which is the orchestra teacher. So I think that throughout just being in lessons with her, she's made me feel very comfortable. And I've been able to open up a bit more with her. And she's offered support if I ever needed it and things like that. So even Mr. Quintu, which is the other orchestra director, I would say that those are the teachers I want to shout out.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you for spending some time with me on my podcast. I hope you tell those teachers, hey, listen in. I think it's going to drop later this week, if I'm not mistaken. I appreciate your time and look forward to the spring and seeing you at the board table.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You have been listening to Earning Your Stripes with Superintendent Matt Adams. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, maybe on our website, wdmcs.org, or on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts. Subscribe on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and YouTube. See you soon.